And we are re-recording at 10:43, Dr. Cornwell.
All right, so we are on item 4D, review, discussion, and possible action request for modification of board order. Board order 20-06, Todd Holland, physical therapist.
Mr. Harris, would you like to give a statement or intro regarding this agenda item?
I'd be happy to. Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, this is before you today at the request of Mr. Holland to ask that you consider modifying the conclusions of law and the order that was issued in this matter. I believe that you have a letter from Mr. Holland's attorney in your materials. I know that both Mr. Holland and his attorney are present, and you may want to begin by hearing from them on what changes they would ask that you make to the board's order.
Okay. Mr. Holland, would you like to make you or your attorney like to make an initial statement? You'll need to come off mute.
Hi, this is Heather Macri. I'm Mr. Holland's counsel. And first of all, thank you for hearing us again. I know Mr. Holland is with us, and I don't wish to talk over him, but if you'd like, I could give you some background.
I wasn't able to understand whether or not he did or did not want to make a statement. He's on mute. So.
Ms. Macri, are you going to make a statement for Mr. Holland?
Sure, I will do that, Your Honor.
Well, thank you. That was well elevated. Thank you.
I apologize. But again, thank you again so much for having us here. And I do appreciate all of the help that everyone at the board here has given us. Mr. Holland, as you know, was before the board in March and was given an order. He has already gone ahead and attempted to fulfill some of that order. He has already signed up for approved continuing education classes and to retake the Arizona jurisprudence exam. However, a portion of the order indicated that Mr. Holland would need to be placed on monitoring and that he would be monitored for 3 months. I believe there would be 3 files that would be chosen at random. If those files were fine at the end of 3 months, the monitoring could be removed. And as long as the other items, the classes and the Arizona jurisprudence exam had been fulfilled and passed, that he could ask to have the probation lifted. Unfortunately, when Mr. Holland gave the order to his employer, the order with the monitoring and all of that, he was immediately terminated. And so that leaves us in a little bit of a bind because Mr. Holland is in the process of looking for a new job. He's unable to apply for jobs that require an unrestricted license because of the monitoring and probation requirement. And he cannot fulfill the monitoring requirement because he has lost his job and does not have records that can be monitored because of the fact that he is not employed right now. So we are here before the board asking for 3 things. One is a modification of 2 of the conclusions of law to essentially, and this is described in more detail in the letter, to essentially end those sentences at the statute and not include the quote from the statute. The thinking being that this might make it easier for Mr. Holland to gain reemployment. The second and frankly more important thing that we are here is to ask if we could modify the monitoring requirement. Now, in the letter, we had asked if there could be classes or a fine. We've since talked to the board and we've come to the conclusion that we have a different remedy that we would like to propose in place of the monitoring. So essentially, Mr. Holland would be on probation until he fulfills this new requirement in place of the monitoring, and that would be the probe class, P-R-O-B-E. That is a class out of Denver, Colorado. I believe it is a 2 to 3 day intensive. Mr. Holland has looked at it. It costs about $1,800. I will say right now it's being offered remotely. It is usually taking place in Denver, Colorado. It would still be taught out of the Denver office, but it's taking place remotely because of the COVID-19 situation. My client is ready, willing, and able to sign up for that class and take it. I think he's looking at taking it in July or August. But unfortunately, right now with his employment status, we're concerned that he's not going to be able to fulfill the monitoring for some time and that this could push the probation much, much longer and create a real gap in employment. So we are here to be the pro class in place of that if possible, and also to enter into a consent order on this point so that we would not have to keep coming back before you. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them. Like I said, Todd, Mr. Holland is also on the call and I know he's happy to take your questions as well.
Mr. Harris, just a clarification. My understanding is that although Mr. Holland is on probation, he has an unrestricted license. He can practice wherever, whatever he would like, correct?
That is correct, Dr. Cornwell.
Okay, it may feel restrictive to him, but it is not a restricted license.
It is keeping him, however, from being able to qualify for jobs. He has applied for several jobs since he has been terminated. When he was terminated, first of all, they told him that he would be ineligible for rehire and that he was going to have a difficult time finding employment. That has proven to be true, and that any place that he has applied to has either turned him down or has simply not responded to him. So we would like to see if the probe class could be an option for us to pursue in place of that. It is a very intensive class. And again, we would enter into a consent order for that so that it would be final. And again, if Mr. Holland would like to speak, he might have some more information since he is the one actually applying for the positions.
Mr. Holland, would you like to say anything?
I do show him on the call, but on mute.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. This has been a difficult time. I was working for a company for the last year where I was rehab director and in very good standing with them. And I gave them the board order. And I was hoping that they would work with me through this and to fulfill their requirements. Unfortunately, they felt that it was not in their policies to keep me and they let me go. And so I've been looking for work, comparable work, good work. I'm trying to find a good and ethical employer and the right employer so that this never happens to me again. And also, they did inform me that I may have some trouble with insurance credentialing, and that really scares me. And I'm unsure and uncertain. This has never happened to me in my career before, and I feel that I'm in a situation where I've got this action and I've got this probation, and I'm unemployed, and it's a very difficult situation for me.
Thank you.
Mr. Holland, it's Dr. King. Super quick question. When you say that you're looking for like comparable work, are you seeking to be in patient care or are you looking for another director role position? Like, what kinds of jobs have you been applying for?
I have been, my last 9 to 10 years has been working in geriatrics and senior living communities. And also as over the last year, a rehab director at a memory care facility, my previous employer prior to that was also included work in a SNF. That is what I feel most comfortable doing and really would like to find again. I feel that I have talked to three major recruiters, Med Travelers, Centra, Cross Country, and others. And they have told me that I cannot apply for any jobs through them because I'm on probation. And I just like to be able to faster fulfill the probation so that I can apply to those jobs to the better employers. I'm worried about going to an employer that is not ethical, isn't proven, doesn't have a good track record. I want to be selective because I do not want to be put in a similar position again by an employer that was unreasonable with me.
And just for clarification, you feel like it's the monitoring of records that they're most worried about?
That is a component of it. I think it's also the aspect of the order itself, my work brought to my attention. It was that I have this situation with fraud, and that was that as well. So I just want to be able to carry on with my career, and I'm not sure what the future is going to hold for me. This is a new situation, and I'm very scared and worried about the situation. And I just thought being able to complete this probation is the first step. I want to be able to do that and do that effectively and properly and comply with what the board wants.
I'm sorry you're having trouble. This is the first that I have heard. We have done monitoring and this kind of order for quite a few other therapists. And so this is the first time I've heard of anyone having trouble finding employment because of it.
That's just, what I've been facing. And I've reached out, and some positions have not even responded. And the recruiters were like, you come back to us after you complete this probation, and then you're going to be more eligible to, apply to these positions. But it was a very negative experience, and very difficult discussing this with employers. And, I really want to be able to find the best position, the best fit, the right employer that I can do, use my skills that I've used. And that's really what I'm searching for.
Yeah, and Dr. Cornwell, we did include the termination letter from Mr. Holland's employer with the packet for the board, which does indicate that he was terminated due to this disciplinary order.
Yeah, I think that's very unfortunate. I don't think that they needed to do that, but they did. So do any other board members have any questions or comments?
This is Peggy, PTA. Mr. Holland, I'm going to give you my impression on this.
Okay.
If you have the board's decision in front of you, that all these things that you admitted that you do, it doesn't matter if it was 28 years career. And it's our job as a board to protect the public and to enforce when violations are done against with PTs and PTAs. And it almost sounds to me like you are not taking responsibility, you're blaming the board. And this is your fault.
Blame
yourself.
Yeah, I do. I take full responsibility for what I've done, and I am going to do everything to correct this and better myself and to move forward. I just want an opportunity to be able to do that. I have a lot of experience and skills that I want to be able to provide to patients. And
with all due respect, which you abused.
Pardon?
Which all due respect, you abused. These are your violations, not ours.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Anybody else have any other comments? I'm okay with the proposal of the first and the third. I struggle with the second one on the monitoring. The deleting the description of the violation, it doesn't change anything, and if it helps him, I'm okay with that. Making this into a consent order makes sense to me because that way we can put some finality to it, and everybody's set and knows what has to happen. I'm struggling with the monitoring, partly because I've never run into any problems with employers taking on therapists who have to have monitoring. Maybe it's because most of the ones that I can think of are not based in an institution, hospital or nursing home, but they're more outpatient clinics. But I just never have seen this. In fact, before I was appointed to the board, I served as a monitor and looked at chart reviews, et cetera. So I don't know what to do with that. I think we had a rationale for why we wanted the monitoring, and I don't know that we want to give that up too lightly. But the Pro B is a very, very good program. It's lengthy. It is intensive. Every indication that we've received by people who've done it said it's a very good program. I just don't know whether or not that would be sufficient to reach the same ends that we felt a month ago. So I'd be open to anybody else's comments.
And if I may, Dr. Cornwell, just sort of two things. One is that I think the monitoring issue is becoming such an issue here because you're looking at taking on a new employee who requires this additional monitoring. I will tell you that if Mr. Holland hadn't lost his job, we wouldn't be here. And I think that's what's driving this issue. And again, I'm not here to argue on behalf of his employer. I am not arguing on behalf of his employer, but I think that's what's compounding this. I think we have the issue of, you know, when Mr. Holland walked out of here last month, he went ahead and immediately signed up for the continuing education classes and the Arizona jurisprudence exam within about, I would say, less than a week of when he got out of here. I mean, I know I'm speaking for him, but he had every intention of doing all of this. He immediately presented the order to his employer. He had plans to contact the monitoring service and set everything up. It's just unfortunate now he's in a situation where he's on probation with monitoring, and I don't think people want to necessarily take that on with a new employee. I will tell you too, we're proposing Pro because that's something we discussed with Mr. Harris. If there's something else that you think would be appropriate, if it's probe and a fine or probe and another additional class, I think these are all things that we're willing to talk about here today. I have not discussed those specifically with my client, but we are all here today to talk about that. So I will say, if you'd feel more comfortable with, instead of monitoring, probe and something else, we are very much here open and willing to discuss it.
Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, the other option for that potentially could be a staff chart review.
Let me explore. Karen, help me explore the staff chart review.
So if you order a staff chart review, what would happen is that a minimum of 60 days after completion of the continuing education requirements, you can set how many charts are to be reviewed. We then ask Mr. Holland for a list of patient names that start from an initial through discharge. Staff would then turn around, review those five records, do a summary of those five records, and determine whether or not those five or whatever records, three, five, whatever your number is, records met the minimum standard of law, and then provide a report back to you regarding the status. If those records fail, generally what we tend to do is continue the records review until such time that they are passed.
So how is that different than what the current order is?
The current order requires monitoring, in which an external company does that chart review and does it on a monthly basis instead of a one-time basis.
We would still have to, in order to get the records, we would still have to subpoena the charts, correct?
Absolutely. So Mr. Holland is required to send a list of so many names, usually twice the number we're looking for. Staff would randomly pick half of those names and subpoena those records for review.
But we would be in the same bind because he's not employed. If he's not working, we can't do a staff review.
Right, but if the holdup is the monitoring itself, then the records review is an option where we can take a look and monitor his records, but only at the conclusion of his continuing education, and we do it one time if he passes. But that information is presented to the board.
So it would solve some problems, but not necessarily all the others. I mean,
it goes from a three-time review to a one-time review.
Well,
but it does take out the monitoring contract.
How would his possible employer look at things? Would they say, "Oh, well, they're going to subpoena records from us, and I'm just nervous about that, and so we're not going to go along with that either"?
Again, we've had, in my 12 years here, hundreds of complainants and disciplinary actions where we've done records review with that incident. If you receive a subpoena, you comply. I promise.
Well, I guess I feel Mr. Holland is very sincere. And so I'm trying to find that ground where we can best deal with the whole issue. And so if I don't want to overturn the chart review because the board felt like that was really important a month ago. The staff review sounds like it's a possibility, but I would hate to make this a consent and he finds the exact same problems with all of the people he talks to. And I don't know what to do about that. So I'm still interested in everybody else's opinion.
Dr. Cornwell, for my clarification too, I'm just curious, the first request to modify the order has to do with taking out the actual language of the definition of the ARS. So you're just wanting the ARS 32204414